David Humphreys, end of round one, the legends and Rasipini, have a smile on your face. How was the round?
Well, it was great to see how golf should be played. Certainly didn't compare to my two partners, but no, it's been brilliant. It's great to get insight into what life as a tour professional would be, but yeah, unfortunately my golf isn't up to that standard.
Right, how many points did you hit today?
31 points today. Yeah. I was looking for a putting lesson. I think it's 5-3 putts, so I just could not get the pace to the green. But it's a beautiful course. It's just a wonderful place to come up and play golf. And with three courses here, you know, it's not hard to find anywhere that's better.
What do you normally play off?
My handicap's 4. Yeah. But it's always dangerous to qualify. But it's this new handicap system doesn't help me come into places like this.
Yeah. Listen, you've been here to Donegal before, so you've played a lot of the courses around here. So you like the link stuff?
I love the link stuff. That's what I grew up playing golf on. That's what I learned my golf. So, you know, I know it's a bit windy and a bit wet here today, but it's not something that I haven't seen many times. So it's no excuse today. But that's just, as I said earlier, it is a fantastic complex now. Three courses come up and you can choose to play and test yourself in many different ways.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've played the nice stuff now. You've talked about the course. You know tomorrow that you'll be looking to improve on your 31 points. What is it you have to do?
Sadly, I'm going to go and try and practice. I don't know what I'm going to practice, but I'm going to try and hit some balls and see if that makes any difference. But no, we're out again tomorrow morning, and if my back can stand up to that, looking forward to it.
Yeah. How is the body this weather? You've had a tremendous career in rugby, and you swapped the oval ball for the wee white ball, obviously. How do you keep yourself in such fine shape and in good form?
Oh, no, I know. I've been very privileged to be involved in sport for many, many years, and it's something I believe passionately in. And then, you know, it's at this stage, it's hard to replace a professional career, but golf's been something I've always been really enjoyed, and you know, this weekend's really the ultimate test.
Yeah, I suppose you're mad to talk to all these golfers about their professional game. Do they be coming to you and asking about your thoughts on rugby? And I suppose the most talked about thing at the moment was the Lions Tour that just finished in disappointment.
Yeah, the two partners that I played with today, we had a great chat about the Lions and just how rugby's evolved and changed over the over the last 5 or 6 years. Even, you know, I'm watching games now and you're almost wincing at the tackles that are going in, and that's how the game is changing. And there's a lot of challenges that are coming down the track. There was a lot of obviously negative publicity that came out of the Lions Tour purely in terms of style of play, but I think the game is in good shape. Hopefully as we move out of the COVID times and get supporters back, and it's been lovely to watch some of the soccer and the football matches with big crowds in, so that's what rugby's looking forward to.
It would have been good to have crowds here this weekend as well. They would have loved Rasipini.
They would have absolutely loved Rasipini. I think for some of us amateurs who are trying to play golf with crowds, it'd be taking their lives in their hands by coming and watching. But no, it's disappointing that people can't come and see what a wonderful place this is to play, and not just that, also to see some of the very, very good golfers who are showing their skills this weekend.
Yeah, what are you driving down that 18th there?
Well, I had a drive and a rescue, so I was close, and then I 3-putted, so that probably sums up my round more than anything else. But with that wind, it made it a bit easier today compared to yesterday.
Yeah, listen, lovely to talk to you, and enjoy the rest of your stay in Donegal this weekend.
Thanks very much.